Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 28th, 2015. That was Tears for Fears with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Some of the lyrics, welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world. We choose the life that we lead. Yes, there are mitigating factors, but we can determine and choose to overcome those mitigating factors. It seems that we have chosen to turn our backs on Mother Nature. And we have allowed our desire to rule. See, Psalm, is it chapter 7, chapter 8? Man and woman made lower than the angels, given the power to rule creation. Hebrews, Jesus made lower than the angels, given the power to rule creation. You and I are the collective Jesus, the collective Christ, and we have been empowered to rule creation. So that reality is within all of us. And so the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families will maneuver us into making choices that grow out of our desire to rule, but manipulate that desire to rule and put within us not love for Mother Nature, not love for each other, but the desire to rule and destroy one another and destroy Mother Nature. So we must. This song further says, it's my own desire. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and pleasure. Nothing lasts forever. Oh, these lyrics. I love lyrics. The Tears for Fears are telling us, search your and my desire. Bring up our remorse. We're sorry for turning our back on Mother Nature. We're sorry for turning our backs on each other. And then we can decide correctly and make the most of freedom and pleasure, and not allow the desire for pleasure to become so strong that we think pleasure is freedom and then we destroy one another. No, know and understand true freedom and true pleasure is to scientifically line up with the universe and understand that this time-space continuum as is not to last as is forever. And this wicked system is not to last forever, but the science of the universe, the unseen power that gave birth to the Big Bang, sun, light, sound, heat, fire, that gave birth to the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe, that power that outnumbers the physical universe 10 to 1 is that power which lasts forever. Tears for Fears, sisters and brothers. Can we see how everything is deeper than what we thought? So we are dealing with this article, Atoms of Space and Time, and dealing with how the scientists reproduce the mechanics of this universe by using various drawings, various pictures, and various graphs. The cube is the universe. the outside of the cube, six faces. Those six faces represent the physical, visible universe. Inside the cube is the volume out of which the physical universe came. That volume is the unseen reality that outnumbers the physical universe 10 to 1. That volume, the inside of the cube, is also rendered as a black dot. It is so interesting that the dot is black because we come out of dark spirit, dark energy, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe. She has empowered and infused with her energy. She has given her energy to the dark water, dark matter, the Almighty Father, God of the universe, from whence we come. And given birth to the physical universe, represented by the six lines. The black dot represents the volume in the cube, and the six lines rendered as green and blue and black and red. All of these colors represent the mass, matter, material, physical universe. Now, that black dot in the scripture here, once again, is the dark spirit, dark energy, and the dark waters, dark matter. The face of the waters. The face of the waters. The waters is the volume. The waters are the black dot. And the face of the waters. The face of the waters are the six faces of the cube. And the six lines connected to the black dot. Do we get the picture? When the scripture says the face of the waters, the scientists took the waters and made, took the waters and the face and made a cube and speak of the volume inside the cube, well, that's the waters. And the six faces of the cube representing the mass, matter, material, physical universe, the six faces of the cube are the faces of the waters. The waters, again, rendered again as the black dot. And then the six lines are the faces. Okay? So when we see the seraphim and the cherubim representing the faces of the waters, the faces again are the six sides of the cube and the six lines connected to the black dot. The volume inside the cube is represented by the black dot. I hope I'm making this clear. I need to take my time. When we see the faces of the water in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the water, if we start with the cube, the water is the volume inside of the cube. The faces of the water, which the faces are the mass, matter, material, physical universe. The faces are the face of the cube. Then they take the cube and they make another representation and they use the black dot. The black dot are the is the waters. In Genesis 1 and 2, the six lines connected to the black dot are the faces. Now, the seraphim, one of the categories of angels, are said to hover around the throne of the Almighty day and night. The face of the seraphim resembled the human being. Face. The seraphim is fire. fiery dragon, fiery serpent. The seraphim have six wings. With two, the face is covered. With two, the feet are covered. With two, is able to fly and hover. All right. So the throne of the Almighty is the volume inside of the cube. And the seraphim with the six wings represent the face of the Almighty, the face of the waters. The throne is the waters. The throne is the waters. The throne is the volume of the cube. The throne is the black dot. The seraphim with the six wings, the face of the cube. And the face has six faces and six sides. That's the six wings. And the seraphim, when you go to the black dot, are the six lines. The seraphim with the six wings are the six lines. And the six lines connected to the black dot represent the face of the waters, which is the physical, visible universe. We have the same representation, or we have the same reality being represented in three different ways. You have the throne of the Almighty, which is the volume of the cube, which is the black dot. You have the seraphim with six wings representing the face of the waters. The waters are the throne. The waters are the volume. The waters are the black dot. I'm going to take my time and say this over and over again in this space of time, this session, and say it until I say it so correctly that we are able to understand. The throne of the Almighty is the waters, accompanied by energy, dark water, accompanied by dark energy. That's the throne of the Almighty. That's the unseen power and the unseen reality that gave birth to the physical, visible universe. The throne, which is the dark water accompanied by dark energy, the scientists represent that as the hidden volume of the cube and the black dot. All right. The seraphim with six wings in scripture is the face of the Almighty, the face of the waters, the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh, face, universe, material, universe. The seraphim represent the face, the physical, material, universe. And this seraphim, they have six wings. So we are looking again at the rendering of the six sides or faces of the cube and the six lines connected to the black dot. Do we understand how these different representations are representing the same reality? Now, there is something I wanted to share with you about cubes of sapphire. They have the scientists represent the universe as a cube, and inside the cube is the volume, the hidden and unseen volume out of which the whole universe comes. Once again, that volume is the waters. the dark water, dark matter, which is accompanied by dark spirit, dark energy. That's the hidden and unseen throne of the Almighty. The face of the cube is represented by the seraphim, the face of the waters. The seraphim have six wings. That is rendered as the six faces or six sides of the cube. The black dot represents the hidden and unseen volume of the cube, which is the throne of the Almighty, hidden and unseen, dark water accompanied by dark energy, which is the dark matter accompanied by the dark energy. The six lines are the six wings of the seraphim, which represents the faces of the physical, visible universe, which are the faces of the waters. Now, an article titled "The Cubes of Sapphire," written by the Sapphire Throne Ministries, received permission from a Mr. Jordan to repost this article. This article cites various scriptures. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 11, teaching about the gems and the stones and the foundation with sapphires. This is teaching us of the universe. The universe and how the universe is structured. Gems and stones and sapphires. And sapphires are crystal gems, crystal black, brown, red, blue, crystalline, glass, translucent, clear substance. When you research the word firmament in Genesis chapter 1, this is the firmament. When you check the firmament is descriptive of that reality in the universe that holds the stars and the fixtures of the universe in place, was seen as crystalline blue, black, brown, red, sapphire, crystalline glass substance, translucent, clear, holding the fixtures together in the heavenly oceans. They further cite Ezekiel chapter 24 verses 9-10. They cite various scriptures and talk about Moses or Moshe seeing the gods and the goddesses face to face. They further go on to talk about the 10 commandments on stone and teach us that the stone on which the 10 commandments were written were really cubes. See, the cube is represented by the scientists. The cube was the sapphire stone. The Talmud, according to the Talmud, the commentary of the scriptures by the ancients, the ancient African Hebrews, the Talmud says that the two tablets were really two cubes of blue sapphire stone. Now watch this, sisters and brothers. The firmament, crystal glass, blue, red, and other colors, black, holding the stars and the other fixtures of the universe in place, attached to the heavenly ocean, the heavenly watchers, the dark watcher, dark matter from whence we come. So the Ten Commandments engraved on two cubes of blue sapphire stone are a replica of the firmament, and the engraved commandments represent the whole of the physical, visible universe being affixed to the heavenly oceans by the firmament or the sapphire, blue, black, red, translucent, clear glass crystal. This article further tells us that the throne of the Almighty is a cube. And they further say that the Ark of the Covenant is a cube. And so all of these, constructed by the ancient African Hebrews, are scientific renderings of the throne of the Almighty and the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe that came out of the hidden and unseen power represented by the cube. And that which is inside the cube is the volume, the throne of the Almighty, the dark water, dark matter, and the accompanying dark spirit, dark energy that gives animation to the dark water, dark matter, and gives birth to the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe. So let's see if we can tie this all together. In Scripture, you have the scientific rendering of the unseen power and reality that is the power behind the physical, visible universe. That unseen power is given to us as a cube in Scripture. The Ten Commandments written on two blue sapphire cubes, representing the throne of the Almighty and the volume and the dark water, dark matter, and the dark spirit, dark energy. The Ark of the Covenant is a cube representing the inside, representing that volume, representing the throne and the power of the Almighty, the infinite power to produce the physical, visible universe. The six faces of the cube, the six faces are the faces, are the faces of the waters, the faces of the spirit energy, the physical, visible universe, represented by the seraphim with six wings. Those six wings are the six sides of the cube. And the seraphim, the face of the seraphim, representing the human being, but representing all of the physical, visible universe. This is rendered by the scientists as that same cube. They got the cube from the African Hebrew Israelite nation. And the six sides of the cube, they got that from the seraphim with the six wings, because the seraphim are the faces of the waters, the faces of the volume that is in the cube, the faces of the volume that is in the cube, the faces are represented by the seraphim with the six wings, and you have six sides to the cube called the six faces of the cube. All of that represented by the black dot, and the black dot represents the volume inside of the cube and represents the throne of the Almighty. Dark water, dark matter, dark spirit, dark energy, and you have six lines attached to the black dot, and those six lines represent the six faces of the cube, represents the six wings of the seraphim, and the seraphim are the faces of the waters, the faces of the throne. The faces are the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh, time, space, continuum. So we can see that we begin with Africa. And Africa gave us the cube to represent the universe. Inside the cube is the hidden and unseen dark water, dark matter, the Almighty Father, God of the universe, and the dark spirit, dark energy, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, the hidden and unseen power that outnumbers the physical universe 10 to 1. The African said, the African Hebrew Israelite nation gave us the seraphim with six wings, representing the six faces and the six sides of the cube. The Africans are the origins of such representation. So the scientists took the cube and the six sides, and they say they created that. Then they go further and create the black dot and put six lines in the dot, the black dot. The black dot represents the hidden and unseen volume inside of the cube, and the six lines represent the six faces of the cube and represent the whole of the mass, matter, material, physical, flesh universe. You see how all is being repeated and how the Africans originated all of this scientific representation. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I people.
You down when you see your light.